Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing well and you had a terrific week. More importantly, I hope you made time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer because it's through prayer that we get to talk directly to Jesus anytime we wish about anything on our minds. It's how we build a relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without worry, fear, or anxiety. This is something I never understood when I was younger. I had very little faith and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. Luckily, in 2010, the Lord sought me out, and through a series of events, no doubt created by Him, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about not giving in to our doubts, and that the Lord understands and knows that we will have doubts. But when we do, He's there to help us get beyond them. On today's show, we're going to speak about another emotion, and one that can become difficult to deal with sometimes. Today's topic is when we become sad. We all experience sadness. It often happens after something stressful or upsetting takes place in our lives. We've lost our job, we've ended a relationship, or some other hardship that makes us sad, like losing a loved one. Each of these events makes us sad for obvious reasons, and when we become sad, we have to give ourselves the necessary time to recover. During this time, the one source we have is the help of the Lord. But unfortunately, many blame God for what has happened. We have to always remember that the Lord never causes bad things to happen. But when we are dealing with a hardship or some problem in our lives, the Lord is always there to help us, and He will. The problem when we are sad is we tend to dwell in our own sadness, often using the common phrase, "Why did this have to happen to me?" And for those who choose to blame God, "God, why did you let this happen?" Dealing with sadness is not easy, and we have to be careful, because severe sadness can lead to depression, and that can lead to all kinds of problems, often requiring the need of professional help. So let's do our best to not go there. First, whatever we are sad about, forgive ourselves. Whatever it is, we have to believe it is not our fault. If we have lost our job, there are probably many reasons beyond our control why it happened, like corporate downsizing because of a merger, or the company wasn't doing well financially and it needed to lay off an entire department. The point is, whatever we're sad about, the first thing we have to do is not blame ourselves. The next thing to do is reach out to Jesus and ask for His help and strength. Speak with Him and share our feelings and our concerns. In the Bible it says, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This Bible verse tells us that the Lord understands there will be times when we are sad, but when we are, reach out to Him, for He is there for us and will help us get past whatever we are sad about. Understanding how we can share our sadness with the Lord is another step in living life as a Christian. Today we we are talking about when we become sad. We all have moments of sadness, and that's part of our human makeup. But when we are sad, it's usually for a reason that brought us there, like a bad breakup or some other type of problem. Whatever it is, never blame ourselves, because we have to accept and believe it was not our fault. And if it's something that we feel responsible for, do everything we can to forgive ourselves. Carrying the burden will only prolong the sadness, and if it continues too long, we run the risk of heading into a depression. In the Bible it says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. This Bible verse tells us that the Lord is there for us, especially when we are sad and have anxieties about something. So seek Him out and let Him help us move on. The first song I'm going to play today is a song with a powerful message. The song is called, You Changed My Life. When I wrote this song, I thought hard about how my life was before I found Jesus and how it changed after I did. In the verses, we hear how my life had changed and how much happier I am. Then, in the chorus, what it means when we say, You changed my life. The words in the chorus are, You changed my life, I'm completely free. You changed my life, no burdens for me. You changed my life, I'm in ecstasy. I feel your love, O Lord. You changed my life, I am one with you. You changed my life, you always come through. You changed my life, I feel renewed. It's you that I adore. You changed my life. Please listen now to my song, You Changed My Life.
To give me such strength, darkness becomes light. You took away all my fear, opened up my eyes, and now I can see so clear. I used to be so lost, without any purpose at all. Everything head on. Nothing is too hard. It's you I can draw upon. I used to drift away, not knowing that I was lost. But then I found you, and my weaknesses were tours. You changed my life, I'm completely free. You changed. I feel your love.
change my life, I feel renewed. It's you that I adore. You change my life.
We'll be right back.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
Call 800-511-6322. 800-511-6322. That's 800-511-6322.
We're continuing to talk about today's topic, when we become sad. Sadness is something every one of us has and will continue to experience from time to time. As humans, we have many emotions, and sadness is one of them. But when we are sad, we have to be careful to not let it overwhelm us, especially to the point that we are so sad we can't deal with anything else because we are consumed with what we are sad about. As I said earlier, prolonged sadness can lead us to depression. But even before that happens, just being sad can distract us and affect our job, relationships with our loved ones, and most importantly, our relationship with Jesus. Why? Because we become so distracted, we forget all the important things around us, and that's not good. There is a simple solution: prayer. In many ways, prayer is the answer for everything. And when we are sad, especially because we are dealing with some difficulty or hardship, prayer can and will give us the strength we need, the guidance to get through it, and often a way to work towards a better outcome if what we are sad about requires making an important change in our life or decision that may have consequences. When we are sad, especially when it's caused by something that has taken place in our lives, we have to first forgive ourselves. And if it's something that we strongly feel we caused to happen, then when we pray, share that with Jesus and beg His forgiveness. If it's something that we caused and we have an opportunity to make amends with the person or persons we harmed in some way, then reach out to them, apologize, and beg for their forgiveness. But before we do, we can pray to Jesus and ask Him for His guidance to make sure we say and do the right thing and not make the situation worse. This is most helpful if we feel responsible for ruining a relationship. Whatever we are sad about, we must forgive ourselves and then open up to the Lord in prayer. Pray to Jesus and share with Him exactly how we feel and why. Don't just pray on this once, but often, and let the Lord, through prayer, begin to remove the burden we are carrying and lead us to a better place. Prayer is the solution for everything. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus for whatever is bothering us and Him to help. Understanding the power of prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called Praise the Lord, O My Soul. This song is based on Psalm 103 and praises the Lord for all His love, kindness, and taking care of us. Please listen now to my song, Praise the Lord, O My Soul.
Love.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 25th Sunday in ordinary time. In the gospel, we hear Jesus telling his apostles about what he must endure and how he must die and will then rise from the dead. But they still do not fully understand. Instead, they get into an argument amongst themselves about which one is the greatest. Jesus scolds them for their childishness. The point we learn from the full gospel is that Christ's way is the way of wisdom and holiness, meaning meekness. It is not the desire for power. The psalm for today is Psalm 54, "The Lord upholds my life." The meaning of the psalm written by David tells us that God is our helper and one who we should express deep trust and faith in. The Lord will protect us and take care of us. In writing the music for the psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a contemporary musical style and arrangement. The psalm has been published by Worship Now Publishing. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 54, "The Lord Upholds My Life."
My life.
We'll be right back.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
Call 800-511-6322. 800-511-6322. That's 800-511-6322.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, I Can Sleep. Years ago, a farmer owned land along the Atlantic seacoast. He constantly advertised for hired hands. Most people were reluctant to work on the farms along the Atlantic. They dreaded the awful storms that raged across the Atlantic, wreaking havoc on the buildings and crops. As the farmer interviewed applicants for the job, he received a steady stream of refusals. Finally, a short, thin man, well past middle-aged, approached the farmer. "Are you a good farmhand?" the farmer asked him. "Well, I can sleep when the wind blows," answered the little man. Although puzzled by this answer, the farmer, desperate for help, hired him. The little man worked well around the farm, busy from dawn to dusk, and the farmer felt satisfied with the man's work. Then one night, the wind howled loudly in from offshore. Jumping out of bed, the farmer grabbed a lantern and rushed next door to the hired hand's sleeping quarters. He shook the little man and yelled, "Get up! A storm is coming! Tie things down before they blow away!" The little man rolled over in bed and said firmly, "No, sir, I told you, I can sleep when the wind blows." Enraged by the response, the farmer was tempted to fire him on the spot. Instead, he hurried outside to prepare for the storm. To his amazement, he discovered that all of the haystacks had been covered with tarpaulins. The cows were in the barn, the chickens were in the coops, and the doors were barred. The shutters were tightly secured. Everything was tied down. Nothing could blow away. The farmer then understood what his hired hand meant, so he returned to his bed to also sleep while the wind blew. The moral of the story is, when you're prepared spiritually, mentally, and physically, you have nothing to fear. Can you sleep when the wind blows through your life? The hired hand in the story was able to sleep because he had secured the farm against the storm. We, as believers in Christ, secure ourselves against the storms of life by grounding ourselves in the Word of God. We don't need to understand. We just need to hold His hand to have peace in the midst of the storms. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.